Even beer cans are celebrating transgenderism. Bud Light has just released a commemorative can. His name is Dylan Mulvaney.
Fuck Bud Light! Trans in your bedroom. Can we keep the drag queens at the classroom? Teachers need guns in their classroom. Let's have a moment of silence for Nashville. My body's talking, I need me an Advil. It's Trump 2024 fucking Dyson. I've been bragged, boy, we know you lying. Red, white, and blue, the flag's flying. One nation under God is dying. Fuck Bud Light. Fuck Bud Light. Joke. LGB getting sung by the T. Gender reassignment switching P's and V's. Fake news always spreading disease. Like two queers with HIV. Pray for the kids, they trying to eat them. People stop getting jabbed, now they trying to feed them. FDA playing with our food, can't you believe them? 84 million Biden voters, I don't see them. Fuck Bud Light! Fuck Bud Light!
To be like 5 years ago, the idea was you do your thing, we do our thing, we don't bother each other. That was called tolerance. You want to dress up like a woman, fine. Now the rules have changed completely. Worship me as I dress up like a woman, or I'll crush you.
Yep, it's all about grooming the kids. That's their goal, grooming the kids, no morals, get rid of us all. They would like to kill most of us, and if we're not reproducing, that gets rid of us. So that's our ultimate goal. The elites stay in power, get rid of most of us, and leave enough to serve them. That's basically what's going to happen. And they're so perverted too. They believe in having sex with anything and everything. They don't want any morals whatsoever. So, anyways. Jada does great shows here, and I thought I'd add this in about the what's going on over there in England. Actually, it's happening worldwide here. So, and the drag shows are back, even though they're supposed to be stopped. They're back for little kids.
Good evening, everybody. Something patriotic, yes, to get us started today. It's Memorial Day over in the United States. People are remembering their fallen, our brothers and sisters across the pond. So, and of course, it's a bank holiday in the United Kingdom. I don't even know why. We have so many bank holidays. I just feel like every week in May has been a bank holiday. And I'm whinging about time off work, but I don't take time off. Well, I'm not a bank, so there is no holiday. And I know there's some of you that are the same. Anyway, hope you had a good weekend. Let's say hello to everybody. Marty, first in. Marty says, hello, Jade. I had enough of the perverts. Marty, so have I. We're going to get stuck into one of them today. Well, I just want to point some bits out, right? Anyway, let's say hello first. Wes, greetings in Christ to you, Wes. Thank you for tuning in as always. And Iwan, good evening to you and to Kit and to Angela. God bless you, Angela, and to Charles as well. And Andrew Brown, good evening to you. Yeah, Charles says he's got Jimmy Savile written all over it. It does indeed. Merv as well. Hello, Merv. There's a good song about Schofield circulating on Telegram. Oh, Ash, we'll have to look out for that. All right, we're going to talk about him a bit. I mean, look, we know what these people are about, right? Just in case you've missed it, you're in the US, maybe you've missed it. There's another very high-profile TV presenter here in the UK who's been outed as a nonce, as a paedophile. Well, I say he's been outed as a paedophile. Let me just qualify that. He's been accused of So let me just give you the background. I don't even remember when this was. Was it last year or the year before? Oh my gosh, I can't get out of my mind. This guy, Philip Schofield, out. He presents a TV program on this. I think it's Good Morning or This Morning. Some, I don't know. I don't watch it. I don't watch TV. I certainly wouldn't watch that, even if I did watch TV. But the long and short of it is, the man had been married for like 30 years, and he came out as gay, right? And you want to see the absolute state of the United Kingdom and the mainstream media fawning over this man and how he's stunning and brave and all of this, right? All of this. Because he came out as gay. He's married with children and he'd been having an affair, yeah? So anyway, we all knew the crack. Everybody knew that he'd been going at it behind his wife's back. And so obviously what happens with these people is they get manoeuvred into a position where they've got to out themselves. But the reaction was nauseating. It was absolutely nauseating. People all over the United Kingdom, every single mainstream media outlet, were literally describing him as some kind of hero, like a hero. It was so vile, absolutely vile. And I remember at the time, I think we spoke about it. It was a long time ago now. I think we spoke about it back then. And I just said, look, this is not something to be applauding this man for, right? Anyway, subsequently, not too long ago, it turns out his brother was convicted of being a nonce. His brother was convicted of paedophilia and locked up. Good evening. Good afternoon, Kevin. Thank you very much for tuning in, my dear. Right? And to Peter as well. His brother was locked up. Now, listen to this. Let me tell you, give you the facts of this. The brother was a nonce, and he had admitted to his brother, Philip, who hosts this daytime TV program and is very well known, very prominent in the UK, admitted to that fact. And instead of reporting his brother to the police for being a dirty, filthy, child molesting, paedophile scumbag that deserves to be on the end of a rope, Philip Schofield said, oh no, I don't approve of that. So then the police get in touch with Philip Schofield, right? And they've ascertained that he has admitted to knowing about this. He has admitted to knowing. And I don't give a shit what anybody says. Excuse my language. See if you know that someone is noncing on a child. You are an accomplice. I don't give a rat's behind if that upsets anybody watching. I don't care, right? I don't care. And I'm going to broaden that. I'm going to broaden that. Because not only are you an accomplice if you know, but you are also complicit. And this goes for most of the bloody population, right? Let's just have it. This goes for most of the bloody... You're complicit if you know that this is happening on a mass scale and you do nothing to raise any awareness or to put any pressure on any of the authorities to do anything about an individual or a group of individuals or any cult or religious sect, any of it, right? That's the way I see it. I don't care. I do not care who that offends. Because quite frankly, I don't see why there are certain people, like Muggins here, who are wired up to think, right, there are a million girls that have been groomed and raped in my country, so I'm going to go out and do something about it. And if I get jailed, which I was, so be it, right? I'm not saying everybody's got to end up in jail. But by goodness, if everybody spoke out alongside me, they wouldn't have been able to jail every single one of us. People are too busy just putting their heads down and getting on with things. This man admitted in court and to the police, admitted that he knew about this paedophilia. And that he expresses condemnation. Nah, not good enough. Not good enough. So he's an accomplice, as far as I'm concerned. Now, at the time, this hit the headlines. It wasn't very long ago. What, a couple of months? Last month, I think it was, that the brother got done. Brother got jailed. Philip Schofield says he's distancing himself from him. Really? Yeah. Mm-hmm. What if the brother's now distancing himself from Philip Schofield? They should be banged up on the same wing. So at the time... it was reported and then just dropped. Why wasn't he investigated? Why wasn't he pulled in? Why? Surely covering up, surely not reporting child abuse makes you complicit in the child abuse. Yeah? And I know that I'm speaking very broadly when I talk about grooming gangs and people confronting the grooming gangs, but this is a very narrow case. This is a man, a grown man, whose grown-ass brother came to him and said, oh, by the way, I'm having a sexual relationship. He's having a sexual relationship with this child. And he distances himself. Nah, not good enough, mate. Not good enough. Well, we all know why, don't we? Because peas in a pod. Yeah, birds of a feather flock together and all that. And this is rife throughout media. This is rife. If it's not the BBC, it's ITV. They should all hang their heads in shame. They are disgusting. So, Philip comes out gay. Everybody's going on about this being great. The brother, it turns out the brother's a paedophile, right? Everybody's like, oh, you know, Philip should have spoken. That just gets pushed under the carpet. Philip's condemned his brother. Oh, well done, Philip, for condemning your brother a year and a half after you found out about it. That's how long it was. A year and a half, right? That's what he says. We don't know how long it was. We know that it was that long, at least probably longer. So now it transpires that this heroic and stunning and brave homosexual man who's been cheating on his wife and his kids by going home and lying, living a double life, deceiving his wife and kids about his sexuality, and he's been lauded as some sort of hero. That doesn't make you heroic. It doesn't make you heroic. Listen, people, I understand, yeah, people's marriages break down. Things happen in people's lives, right? Things happen in people's lives. He did not do the right thing, do the decent thing, sit his wife down and say, listen, this isn't happening because it turns out that he's a homosexual, right? And he's married to a woman. He didn't do that. He waited until he was absolutely forced to come out of the closet because everybody had rumbled him, absolutely forced, and then embarrassed his wife and his children. And everybody was like, oh, it was just sickening, right? I've got some footage for you. But this is the power of the people. This is why I always say we all have a duty to speak out, because I know people think, well, what can I do? What can little old me do? What can one voice do? It can do a lot, because your voice might inspire someone else's voice, and it might inspire someone else's voice. And hopefully my voice will inspire someone else's voice, and we can all inspire each other to join in. And the louder, the more of us there are, the louder it gets. And this is the power of the people. Now, unfortunately, you know me, I hate social media. I despise it. But I am back on Twitter. And I'll give Twitter at the moment, give Elon Musk's Twitter its dues. Although a lot of my content's been censored, but I don't know why. But anyway, extremist. But given their dues, they do seem to be hosting a free speech platform. I say free speech in terms of the US Constitution, not free speech as in anything goes, like you can incite paedophilia or you can cite terrorism or anything like that, because that doesn't fall in the category of free speech, right? Free speech has, there is no such thing as absolute free speech anyway. It has to be restricted, because otherwise you will have people inciting child molestation, all the rest of it, right? And you know, you get all of that stuff on the web anyway. But in terms of, you know, I'd say like in line with the US Constitution, Elon Musk is upholding his end of the bargain, which was he will buy Twitter and he will turn it into this market square where everyone can come in and speak freely. And most of the other platforms, I am certain, or even pre-Musk, and certainly Facebook, all of them, I have no doubt in my mind that they, well, we've seen it, they shadow ban these kind of topics. When these topics come up, they shadow ban them. So it's shadow ban any comments on them. So there's an algorithm on social media that picks up when people are talking about this stuff and they just block it from being viewed. I honestly believe that partly due to pressure from on social media, particularly Twitter, because there was a huge amount of it, but that's what has forced this situation to come to light and him to now step down from this this TV program that he was hosting. Because he's been outed. And because the people kept piling on pressure and pressure and pressure and pressure and pressure until they could no longer, he could no longer turn a blind eye and say, oh, I'm not going to look at it. Nah, got too big. He's off Twitter now anyway. So, but this was a video that started doing the rounds on social media. This video was actually taken in 2014, right? 2014. Now, Philip Schofield is saying that the young boy that he got into a sexual relationship with was a teenager, but it wasn't illegal, right? So he wasn't underage. The age of consent, the legal age of consent in the United Kingdom for sexual activity is 16, right? He's claiming that it wasn't illegal. There are other people out there that are claiming it started when the boy was 15. And there are other people, there are lots of sources out there showing images of this child and saying that they met when the child was 10, right? I don't know categorically. I don't know categorically. But I'm going to tell you my views on it, right? I'm going to tell you my views on it. Before I do, let's see some other views on it. So first of all, this is the video. This video applied a huge amount of pressure on the situation and forced another wrong'un out into the public domain with their seedy, dirty little habits, right? Here we go.
I've got a surprise for you guys, and why not go out with a bang? I've got a surprise for you guys, and why not go out with a bang?
1 million!
Okay, so that was in 2014. Yeah, so lots of people now are trying to say that, oh no, that was in 2014. And so now it's come out that this affair has been going on. And again, Even if you strip away the kid's age and all the rest of it, and you just look at it as this is a married man who has come out to the world like any of us really want to hear it. Like, do you think, seriously, I don't want to hear about men sodomizing other men. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. I don't want them even doing it, but I haven't got a say in the matter. I don't want to hear it. I don't see why these people are coming out on live television, saying that they're homosexual and getting a pat on the back for it. It's not something that, it's not some achievement. It's not some great achievement in life. It's pathetic, absolutely pathetic. So that happened. So let me show you another clip now. Because the interesting thing, right, is that now lots of his colleagues are scrapping around pretending that they didn't know that this was going on. Bullshit. They didn't know. No way. They knew. Every single one of them knew. This kid was a runner. This kid was a runner on the TV show. This kid was a runner. So don't, no way. I don't care what anyone says. But let me show you this clip. And if this is so telling, so telling. And this is where they're mocking us, right? Watch these clips of him interacting with this youngster. And then watch the clip of just after of Holly Willoughby the one that co-presents with him, claiming that she didn't know about this. And her interaction, listen to what they're saying. Good evening to you for tuning. Thank you for tuning in, guys. Joseph's in, and first and second's in. Memorial Day. Yes. Yes, we had a bit of patriotism at the beginning of the show. And of course, it's Memorial Day in the US, as we said. We remember and honor the fallen. All right, I'm going to play you another video. Here you go. Take a look at this. Sickening.
Philip, thank you so much.
I'll see you in 3 years.
See you in 3 years. Wonder what we'll both be doing then.
Well, if I'm still getting away with it, I'll be a happy man.
Philip, thank you. Philip, thank you so much.
I'll see you in 3 years.
See you in 3 years. Wonder what we'll both be doing then.
Well, if I'm still getting away with it, I'll be a happy man.
Great. Amazing. Cheers, mate. Thank you.
They're just like, look, it's a seedy, nasty, dirty little secret that they all have, and they're all mocking the public. That's how I see that, right? I'll be a happy man if I can get away with it. I mean, seriously? And then Holly sitting there saying, oh, you'll be in trouble. They're filthy. Absolutely random. Though, listen, this Holly Willoughby's now trying to come out and play the darling of, and this is these people. Like, everybody with Philip Murphy was the nicest and they never met. I don't understand how you can come out with that sentence. Yeah, I've met a lot of nice people, and nobody's perfect. Let me tell you right now, we are all horrible sinners. I've met a lot of nice people. I've met a lot of not very nice people. I don't know how anyone can sit there and say the nicest guy on the planet is a man that was like going home and lying to his wife and kids of 30 years, right? When he was having it off with a teenage boy. Seriously. Like, don't you think that's, I mean, and like, without getting graphic, yeah, because it makes me feel absolutely sick. But the sexual activity that these men were engaging in was he going home sleeping with his wife. Sorry. But we know that the disease rate among homosexuals is far higher and far broader. There are far more diseases that they happen to catch hold of than heterosexual couples. So putting his wife's health at risk because he's sodomizing young lads. Nah, you're not a hero, mate. You're vile. So everybody's trying to come out now and protect themselves, right? Everyone's trying to come out now and protect themselves. But what makes me laugh is, well, let's have a look at some of them, right? Let's have a look at this. Let's see this. This is a statement that Holly Willoughby has released. I don't buy this, and I'm sure none of you buy it. Absolutely not. This is what Holly Willoughby broke her silence on this, and this is her statement that she put out on an Instagram story that will disappear after like 24 hours, which is convenient, isn't it? But people can screenshot, so you know. It's taken time to process yesterday's news. When reports of this relationship first surfaced, I asked Phil that. Now, listen to these words very carefully. When reports of this relationship first surfaced, I asked Phil directly if this was true and was told it was not. It's been very hurtful to now find out that was a lie. Holly. Pull the other one. Yeah, Kit Bears just listed some of the range of diseases that are passed in this activity. And look, there's no getting around it. You remember they tried to spook us. They tried to give us a new pandemic. They tried to give us the monkeypox pandemic. And then they realized, like AIDS and HIV, it's spread between homosexuals engaging in their filthy, degenerate ways. So then they quickly pulled that one. But here's Holly pretending that she knew nothing about it. I just think it's very telling. I think it's very telling. She still won't point the finger at this man. She still won't say he lied. Listen to it again, right? Just that one portion. I asked Phil directly if this was true and was told it was not. Nah. That, to me, again, right, they're still trying to cover their asses. She doesn't want to throw him under the bus and say, and he said it was not, because she knows he can come out and say, no, I didn't. Listen, why don't they all start bringing each other down? We've been waiting for this with Ghislaine Maxwell, but obviously she's probably also being well looked after. We're waiting for in Mascot. Where's the list of all of the celebrities and the politicians and all of the people involved in the media and all these sick, disgusting perverts that were molesting children? Where's the client list? That's what I want to know. Why these people cover for each other? This statement is so telling. She has purposely. I asked Phil directly if this was not if this was true. The natural second part of that sentence, right, would be, I asked Phil directly if this was true, and he told me it was not. That's how that would flow, that sentence. She's not daft, right? Well, she's not a nice person, in my opinion, but she's not daft, right? She knows how to word a sentence. That sentence to me shows that she is still trying to cover her ass. She doesn't want to throw him entirely under the bus because he knows that she's going to drag her under there with him. So she's very sort of tactfully said, and was told it was not. Well, who told you? Who told you it wasn't? Who told you? Anyone. Could have been anyone. Absolutely anyone. It's not a genuine statement. These people are just so full of it. They're just so full of it. It's remarkable. And they expect us to believe. I showed you that video earlier. Let's just watch this one more time. I don't even know. I think that might have cut out then. It doesn't like it. At the end of that video that I played you earlier, when Holly Willoughby's sitting there saying to him, oh, don't get too comfy because there'll be trouble. She knew. Of course they all knew. All trying to sit here and say that they don't. Yeah, sorry, Kit Berry, I wouldn't play. They didn't like it. The computer's had enough. It's like, I'm not showing that again. Of course they knew. Like, it's like a little innuendo. It's like a little private joke between them all. With this youngster. And listen, another thing that I find very telling, I've had people saying to me, I had some woman send a message on social media yesterday. She said, if he was old enough to be employed full time by the BBC, I think she means ITV, but if he's old enough to be employed, then I don't see what the problem is. You don't see what the problem is. I actually don't care what part of the teenage years this guy allegedly was in, right? I actually don't care, because this is more than consent age. Let me tell you what the problem is. A 60-year-old man sodomizing a teenager. That's what the problem is. I mean, this is the problem with this degeneracy, this LGBTQPZ plus agenda. It has spread. And what have I been saying? I've been saying this for so long. The next step is pedophilia, and the next step is cannibalism. Trust me. It will, and look, they're already doing it. They're already doing the paedophilia. They're already doing the child sacrifice, and they're already doing the cannibalism. We already know this, but I'm talking on a broad scale. They are going to try and normalize it. And this is how they do it. Stealth. We've already got people coming out saying that they, this map, minor attracted person, vile. Paedophilia. That's what it is. Paedophilia. Misery loves company is why they went to normalize sin. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. These people, and they've done a good job. They've normalized the most degenerate behavior. They've normalized it. That's what they've done. Yeah, Kit Bear, necrophilia and incest is next. Absolutely. It will be. But it'll be, people have a right. That's their sexual preference. That's what it'll be. We're already hearing this narrative with this minor attracted person. Filth. No, that's a paedophile. That's a paedophile. Not a minor attracted person. Sick. So what next? What next? Dead, you know, corpse attracted person. Nah, sorry, but that's what's coming. And you know it's coming. You absolutely know it's coming. And they all come out and they're now trying to cover their backsides. But some of them still, right? So they don't learn. I don't think people learn. Some of them still. I mean, well, let me show you this clip. These are two other presenters on the program paying tribute to this man, knowing the circumstances in which he left. Right. Everybody knows the circumstances under which this man left. Whether they're quibbling about his age and saying, oh, he was 15 or he was 16 or he was 10 when he met him or whatever. Bottom line is, it's a 60-year-old man having sexual relations with a teenage boy. Yeah? It's not okay by anyone's standards. And these people want to hail themselves beacons and the bloody darlings of the United Kingdom. You know, that's what they do. Watch this. This is another two presenters, like, honouring him. Today's Memorial Day in the US, yeah, and people in the United States will be honouring their fallen heroes, remembering and honouring their fallen heroes. These kind of tributes are being given freely, more freely, to people that engage in degeneracy and questionable paedophilia than you hear from the mainstream media about our fallen heroes. You don't hear these kind of tributes to our war dead or to even our current servicemen, but you'll hear it about some homosexual TV presenter. Here we go.
Hello and welcome to Mondays This Morning.
Now, we can't start today's show without paying tribute to the man who spent the last two decades sitting on the This Morning sofa, Philip Schofield.
So, as a show, everyone on and off screen at ITV and This Morning, I want to say a huge thank you to Phil for what he's done to make the show such a success over the last 21 years.
Quite simply, we all know he's one of the best live television broadcasters this country has ever had. And we and all the team wish him all the best for the future.
Yeah. So Holly's now taking a break over half term. She'll be back in the studio in 2 weeks on Monday, the 5th of June.
I don't care how many of you like these people, right? Because there's people out there who are all saying, oh, no, don't attack them. Maybe they didn't know. Listen, these people know the circumstances under which this man has just left. And they still read. And I don't care whether they were reading off of an auto cue, by the way. I know how it works. I know how TV presenting works. They're reading off of an auto cue. See, if you put that in front of me and told me to read it, I would tell you to jump off a cliff. I would say I'm not going to pay tribute and honour a man who has been outed as, first of all, being a homosexual behind his family's back, right? And secondly, engaging in sexually degenerate behaviour with a teenager who worked for the organisation that these people work for. This is what these people worked for this organisation. They all knew about it. They all knew about it. And they're sitting there willing to read off an auto cue. Willing to do it. So, yeah, Josie says the worst kept secret. Of course, exactly. They should be saying good riddance. Absolutely. Some people are speaking out. Eamon Holmes cracks me up. He's speaking out. He says, you know. But, you know, again, right, this is what you have to ask yourself. Because I see certain patterns of behaviour and I think that's very telling. That's very telling. So you had those two sitting there basically fawning over him, do some sort of eulogy for him now that he's left. He's left because he's been outed as having an affair with a teenage boy. Why are you giving him any kudos? Why are you giving him any oxygen? Why not say we don't condone that behaviour? Yeah, we condemn our ex-colleague who has left for having it off with a teenager. And the organisation that we all work for should have looked into this. Apparently ITV run an investigation, but they deemed that there was nothing to see here. Nothing to see here. Yeah, all right, whatever. But this I found very telling. So let me show you this, because there are certain people that you would expect. There are certain people that you would expect to speak out, right? Now, I don't like this man. I cannot stand this man, in fact, and he and I have come... We've had verbal blows online many times. But I was actually quite shocked at this. I don't know why I was shocked. But what I would like to know is, what have they got on Piers Morgan? That's what I want to know. Because you tell me, right? You tell me, after Philip Schofield has been publicly outed as this, for this vile behaviour, you tell me what would possess you if you were Piers Morgan to come out and take the side of a man who is pretty much hated throughout the United Kingdom at the moment, right? Because people just don't like the thought of kids being messed with, especially by grown men. Piers Morgan has come out to defend him and said he's not an evil monster. So that, for me, begs the question, what have these people got on Piers Morgan? Because remember, he worked for the same organisation. And for him, Mr. Outspoken, Mr. I'll take on anyone, I'll speak the truth, I'll free speech, all of that, right? Mr. Know-it-all. Remember, he was outspoken enough when he was. It was quite funny actually. I saw a bit of footage the other day, and this black woman was calling him a racist. He was getting so upset. He was like, "I'm not a racist." I thought, "You don't like it, do you, love?" Remember when he sat down with President Trump and said that I'm a nasty little racist? That's what he told President Donald Trump. She's a nasty little racist. And when I said to him, "No, I'm not, Pierce. I'm not, it's not racism. It's just a love for one's people doesn't constitute hate for everybody else. You're just a shill. Yeah, you're just a cuck." And I said to him, "You know, you want to throw those kind of accusations out to the President of the United States, the leader of the free world. At least give me the right of response." So he gets all like, "Oh yeah, come on, then she can come on the show." And then they cancelled because he knows there's certain battles that he's not going to win, and he wouldn't have won that one with me. Not one day of the week. I want to know what this little clique of people, what they've got on him, because why on earth is he coming out? He could say nothing. Yeah. You could just zip it. You see, a lot of them have gone very quiet. Lots of them have gone very quiet, but not Piers Morgan. Oh no. Piers Morgan has come out, come to defense of Philip Schofield after insisting he's not an evil monster. The 58-year-old shared his verdict on Schofield's recent departure from ITV's This Morning, which took place over the weekend. Morgan revealed that while he doesn't know the full story behind the abrupt departure, he declared Schofield is not the evil monster he is being painted as. So he doesn't know the full story, but we all know that this guy was having an affair with a teenager behind his wife's back. Yeah, and he's come out and said that. He's actually come out and said that, yes, it was a young guy, but it wasn't illegal. Just because something's legal, by the way, folks, doesn't make it okay. I'm just going to say that. And just because something's legal, abortion is legal in the United Kingdom. In fact, in the United Kingdom, it's legal to abort your baby, your fully formed baby, right up to the moment, just to the point before it's due to come out, just up to the point of birth, right? It's legal to tell the doctor, kill that baby. You could be in labor. It's legal for you to say, abort that baby, because it's suspected of having a clubfoot or a hare lip or Down syndrome. Yeah. So let's just put stuff into perspective here. Just because something's legal doesn't mean it's okay. These people know what they're at. These people, this is grooming. That's what it is. Targeting youngsters, grooming. Schofield's last episode on the long-running ITV morning show aired on Thursday, last Thursday, the 18th, which he presented alongside co-presenter Holly Willoughby, who is set to remain on This Morning. Yeah, we'll see about that. It's been confirmed by Willoughby that will co-present with other members of the show's family alongside some new people. One of the names was seemingly thrown about was a possible replacement for Schofield, who co-hosted the multi-award-winning show for two decades, included Morgan, Piers Morgan. Talking to Piers Morgan on Uncensored, this is what he declared. "Philip's not the evil monster he's being painted as, nor is he the angel his previously halo-clad reputation suggested. I know a lot of people who loathe him for the way he's treated them, including my good friends, Amanda Holden and Eamon Holmes. But I also know some of his colleagues, current and past, who speak highly of him and feel genuinely sad that his career is going up in smoke like this." Why do you feel sad that his career is going up in smoke when he's messing about with teenage boys? Is Piers Morgan going to say he didn't know as well? Are they all going to sit here and say that they didn't know? Of course they knew. Every single one of them knew. And that's why Piers Morgan, the most gobshite individual on TV, right, the most annoying and irritating gobshite on British TV, has come out and said this guy is not a monster, because he knows. They all knew, all of them, and heavens only knows if something else, there's more skeletons in that closet. Because like I say, there's an option of saying nothing, right? There's the option of just saying absolutely nothing and staying quiet, and then there's the option of coming out in his defense and saying he's not a monster. Why don't you wait and see? Why don't we wait and find out how old the child was? Why don't we wait and see if there are other people going to come forward? Why don't we wait and hear from ITV about their ridiculously lax practice of protecting youngsters in the workplace? Why don't we do that before we say he's not an evil person? Well, maybe they don't all want to get dragged down. So watching them now, it's quite something to behold, really. They're all scrapping about trying to protect themselves. And the only thing I'll say what I said at the beginning. This is where organisations like the British Freedom Party and our presence on as many platforms as we can get on is really important, you know, because we're censored by all of the mainstream media anyway. We're censored by them. You know, like I said to you, so Piers Morgan, after the stuff happened with Donald Trump, Piers Morgan wouldn't even get me on his show to give me a right response. I was calling me a nasty little racist to the leader of the free world, lying to him. Now, let me just say, I've actually not been, well, at that point, I hadn't have any convictions that related to race. Even now, my convictions in England were relating to religion. So I was convicted after this, by the way, in 2018. This happened in 2017. In 2018, I was convicted of religiously aggravated harassment, alarm and distress of gang rapists. I don't mind. That doesn't bother me. Like, I don't care. That's a badge of honor. Fine. Yeah. And then their family started coming out and saying that they were distressed and all the rest of it. Yeah. Weren't distressed about the fact that their husbands or their fathers or their boyfriends or whatever had raped a child. No, that's not what. And got 14 years in jail. No, they were distressed at the fact that I went to the local community to leaflet the neighbors and say, by the way, these gang rapists are all out on bail. Among your kids. That's what harassed them. So listen, they were religiously aggravated, but someone like Piers Morgan, obviously clickbait, always shilling for the establishment, all of them. They can't allow anyone who's genuine and moral to have any coverage. So whilst he'll sit there and look President Trump in the face and say that this woman is a nasty little racist, he wouldn't. If I'm that nasty and little, why don't you get me on the show? But no. And we spoke to his presenters. The office called the presenters of his show and they said, yep, we'll get her on. We'll give her a right of response. He'll have her on. And then what did they do? The same thing that Andrew Neil did. Exactly the same thing. Literally, Andrew Neil on the way to the studio because they wanted to get me on and let me give my views on immigration, right? Thinking that Andrew Neil was going to try and wipe the floor with me. This was cracking. That morning, a report came out that there were like 500,000 children who were white indigenous folk, white British children who were in poverty over Christmas period. And then there were all these immigrants pouring into the country. So what they've obviously looked at the headline and gone, oh, dear, we can't have her on today. So they rang me when I was en route and said, it's cancelled. I thought, yeah, of course it's cancelled. Of course it is. And by the way, I didn't even need that headline that morning. I still would have been able to win the argument. None of these little talking heads will allow genuine patriots, genuine British nationalists or American nationalists or European, whatever. They won't allow them to put their viewpoint across. And the funny thing about a lot of this is, all that aside, right, and notwithstanding the fact that he said I'm a nasty little racist and all the rest of it, what's happened is for the last decade, I've been totally persecuted, silenced, dehumanized, deplatformed, all of it. Right? Been stripped of my assets, was stripped of my liberty. All of that happened over the last 10 years. But because the lunacy has progressed so much and we've had like the Black Lives Matter and all the rest of it, and all the Marxist stuff has really really picked up pace. Now, what I've been saying for over a decade has just been, it's just commonplace now. Everyone's saying it. Like that is an irony to it, and it's kind of annoying actually, because everything that I lost was because I was saying that, but I was saying it before the trend. I was saying it before the likes of Piers Morgan realized that actually it was quite trendy for him to talk about that stuff. Yeah. So when I was speaking out against the LGBTQPZ+ agenda, back when it was LGBT, right? They hadn't added on the Q and then the P. And the Z and the plus. I don't even know what the plus is. Well, you know what the plus is. We've just spoken about that. That's what the plus is. But back then when I was talking about that, that made me hateful, a bigot, a xenophobe, a racist, Islamophobe, transphobe, every phobia under the sun. Now, all of these people are talking about it, but they're shilling. So they'll make sure that at the same time they're pushing a certain narrative. So I did think it was quite funny seeing that. But look, we know what these people are all about. They all knew. I don't care how much they protest. They can protest and claim their innocence till the cows come home. But there's not a shadow of doubt in my mind that all of these people knew, which makes them complicit. And therefore, what I would like to see, and that's why the British Freedom Party is so important, what I would like to see is we, the people, continuing to apply pressure to these filthy, degenerate scumbags who believe that they're part of this elitist cult where they're untouchable. They can groom children, they can have sexual activity with children, and nothing will happen to them. And at the same time, they can look into the camera and tell you that you've got to stay at home, you've got to wear a mask, you've got to take a jab. Yeah, you've got to act in a certain way to comply with the law, these law-abiding citizens that they are, these people that only want what's best for everybody. And at the same time, they're covering up a grown man, a 60-year-old man, sodomizing a teenager. Now, you all knew, and they all need to go out. Let's throw all of them out with him. Get them, like, and this is the thing, unless the people speak out, I said it at the start of the show, unless the people speak out, the more people speak out, the louder our voice becomes. The louder our voice becomes. So that's why this is so important. The British Freedom Party is so important. We've seen already some of the victories that we've had with applying pressure to these different organizations. And this really, I mean, I'm determined to keep applying pressure. And there are lots of people involved in this movement that are determined to apply pressure to all of these people to oust them. Don't try and come out now and say that you didn't know. Don't try and put up your silly little Twitter, your Instagram stories saying that you're hurt. You're not hurt. You're trying to cover your backside and you need to go. I don't care whether she was a darling of the UK. I don't care whether she was a national treasure. Yeah? You turn a blind eye. God will not be mocked. That's the bottom line. God will not be mocked. All of these people are going to get what's coming to them. Sometimes I would like to see it come a bit sooner, and sometimes I would like the punishment to be a bit harsher. But trust me, an eternity in hell is the harshest punishment you're ever going to get. And that, I am certain, right? I will eat my hat if that's not where these people are headed, because there's absolutely no way, there is absolutely no way that all of these scumbags that are abusing their positions of authority, grooming children, sexualizing children, engaging in sexual activity with children, there is absolutely no way that any of these people worship anyone or any entity, any being, any gods, right? There are people out there, they worship all sorts of different fake gods and prophets. There's one true God. And let me tell you, I am certain that none of these people have a relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ, because if they did, they wouldn't be able to behave this way. We're all horrible, lowly sinners, but these people, they worship themselves. That's who they worship. They worship themselves, yeah, on the altar of what feels good. That's what they do. Whatever suits them, whatever they want to do. If they want to engage in sexual activity with teenagers, well, to hell with it. That's what they're going to do, because they've got money and they've got a good standing in society and they've got power and they've got reach. How the mighty are falling. It's good to see. Let's hope that Holly Willoughby goes next, and let's hope that something comes. I want to know what Piers Morgan knows. That's all. I want to know. I don't want to know what someone they've got on Piers Morgan for him to come out, but we'll see. It'll all come out. Anyway, my lovelies, thank you very much for tuning in. I hope everybody enjoys the rest of the day. As I say, it's Memorial Day today, so remembering the fallen. And in the UK here, it's a bank holiday. So I hope whatever you're doing today, hope you're having a good one. I'm working, so no holiday for me. But I wouldn't have it any other way, to be honest. Absolutely no other way. I'm back on Purge TV, God willing, on Wednesday for the Templar Report. And then I'm back on the British Freedom Party channel on Friday. Templar Report is at 4 p.m. on Wednesday. The British Freedom Party channel is 5 p.m. on Friday. God willing, if I'm spared, I will be there. Please try and join me. And until then, everyone, have a good start to the week. Technically, it starts tomorrow. So enjoy the rest of your long weekend today. And I will see you all on Wednesday. God bless.
Let's go. с раздетым Хантером Байденом, не жертвы которого дети. Вопиющие кадры рядом с раздетым Хантером Байденом несовершеннолетние. На одном фото сразу 4 ребенка. Чтобы описать другой снимок, крайне сложно найти слова. Это далеко не первый скандал вокруг сына американского президента. Он детально фиксировал на видео свои развлечения. Десятки роликов с девушками легкого поведения. Или, например, вот Хантер Байден дотошно взвешивает смесь, похожую на крэк с кокаином. При этом разоблачение сына президента США ведущий...
Father like son. The rest of the world allows you to report that. Not here. Not in America, huh? Well, I shouldn't say the rest of the world. It's censored also in the UK and Canada, I'm sure. But other areas are letting you report of the Bidens, the big guy, and all of the stuff going on there, the cocaine, the kids. They're definitely pedophiles, no doubt about it. So, all right, I'm going to let everyone go. Hopefully you enjoyed. Take care. Hopefully, I know everyone keeps asking, but Jade is coming back on soon, I hope. Take care. God bless. Bye-bye.